As we mentioned, the standoff in the city of Toulouse, France, may be near an end, but it is continuing. In the last 10 minutes, there are reports of police action on the apartment of the suspected gunman, believed to have killed four people at a Jewish school and three French soldiers, killings that he has reportedly admitted to in the negotiations that have taken place over the last 24 hours. There's no confirmation of an end here, but we'll have that as soon as it's available. The suspect has been identified as Mohamed Marat, a French national of Algerian descent. According to the French Interior Minister, Claude Guin, the shooter acted to avenge the deaths of Palestinian children and protest French military deployments abroad. All of this has upset a fairly delicate psychology both in France and around Europe. And joining us this morning from Paris is Benjamin Opden, who's president of the European Grassroots Anti-Racist Movement, EGAM. And joining us from London is Peter Newman, director of the International Center for the Study of Radicalization. Benjamin and Peter, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So on some level, and it's been noted in some press reports, the incident with Mohamed Marat, which is still ongoing in Toulouse, France, really evokes a scenario that many people in security and just general citizens inside of the nations of Europe worry a lot about, and that is that individuals living inside countries in Europe are perhaps not as loyal to those countries as their citizenship would suggest, and that based on a history of colonialism and what have you, can become agents to work against the government and take actions such as this one and this individual, who is a special case, but nevertheless evokes a broader fear inside France. So let's begin with you, Benjamin Opden.
Yes, I mean, we have understood with this act, and we understood already with the act of Breivik in Norway, that there are some people in societies, in European societies, who think that we are in a civil war between Muslim and the others. The jihadists, which are far-right Islamists, want to be in frame of mind of domination against Jews, against the West, against Europe. And the far-right nationalists like Breivik in Norway say that there is a fight against so-called Islamization of Europe. They are both in the same frame of mind. They both want to make a civil war into Europe, and they start by killing people in Toulouse, in Oslo. It is also the same frame of mind which led to killings in Florence in December or in other countries before. So it is important to understand that this idea of a clash of civilization within Europe and within our home countries is to be fought, and the reaction that the society has to do is to adopt the reaction by the Norwegian society. They reacted by more democracy, as Prime Minister from Norway said. I think this is what is at stake today in France, whether we will stick more to democratic and European values, fighting an idea of clash of civilization, fighting an idea of European civil war, and would stick to democratic values.
So Benjamin Opden is president of the European Grassroots Anti-Racist Movement, EGAM. Well, a clash of civilizations is a prevalent or even a fringe notion, but if it's a widely held notion in Europe, is a frightening backdrop for the London Olympics coming up later this year. Peter Newman, is that the prevailing notion in London, that there are many people inside society, and we don't necessarily know who they are, who believe in this clash of civilizations?
Well, it wasn't necessarily the Olympics that brought that up. If you look back 7 years to 7-7-2005, when we had the London bombings, the question came up, how did these people who grew up in England, who went to school in England, who had the entire socialization within English society, who had British neighbors, how could they attack their own country? And that's the really novel thing in France now, that this terrorist did not come from outside. He was a product of French society. And for European society, that raises the question not only of terrorism, which is a security problem, that also raises the problem of integration. How well do European societies integrate foreigners, new immigrants, or the descendants of immigrants into their societies? And how do majority societies react to that? So it's not just a security problem. What makes it so difficult is that questions of immigration, integration, all get mixed up into that question. And that makes it also, as my previous speaker said, who I completely agree with, that makes it so problematic, because the extremists on both both sides of the spectrum feed on each other. The more terrorism there is from Islamists, the more the right-wing nationalists feel confirmed in their views, the more aggressive they become, and that may be used as an excuse by Islamists to stoke up tensions on the other hand.
From a sociological standpoint, one could argue that integration can be a complete success inside England or inside France or inside Norway, but yet one individual can set the entire thing off. Peter, do you agree?
Yes. We've seen a number of cases of homegrown terrorists in Europe who seemed to be very well integrated. They went to university, they had reasonably good jobs, they had families, they seemed to be reasonably well-adjusted citizens. But for some reason or the other, they did not feel that they belonged into European societies. They did not feel accepted, they did not feel that they had opportunities that perhaps they felt entitled to. And I think, looking beyond the superficial indicators of integration like income and employment, you often discover that these people ultimately do not feel that they belong, and that makes it possible for them to attack their neighbors. Because if they feel they belong, if they feel that their neighbors genuinely are people that they have something in common with, how could they possibly blow them up?
It's Peter Newman, director of the International Center for the Study of Radicalization. Benjamin Aptan, listen to this quote from Marine Le Pen, who told the French media, for 10 years, and this is the leader of the far-right National Front in France, for 10 years I've been saying that the threat from fundamentalists has been underestimated. The angels of the left have held back the right. We must investigate all of this. How does that increase the sense of belonging among individuals of Muslim ancestry inside France, particularly as we gear up for a presidential election, Benjamin?
Well, Marine Le Pen is going on manipulating stigmatization against part of the French population. She is part of a great European movement of stigmatization, of the rise of racism and anti-Semitism all over Europe. You know, when there was a killing in Utøya in Oslo this summer, the president of honor of Front National, her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, said that it was mainly the fault of the Norwegian government. It was not that important. She said that she agreed with him. She has been fueling hatred for years with her party, with a lot of other European parties, and it is a dangerous situation. I mean, this act of terror comes into a time in Europe, and especially in France, where there is a lot of tension, of stigmatization, and of racist hatred. And of course, these comments try only to make this situation even worse, because they want to appear as the ones who are going to win this war, this civil war, this civilization war against the Muslim. We don't believe, and I don't believe, in this European civil war. I don't believe in this French civil war that Marine Le Pen is trying to launch.
Well, the question really is, what do we do about it? Peter, you've said that integration may be elusive in the sense that you can't detect a simmering discontent below the surface. Benjamin, you've said that there are politicians in France and elsewhere that are actively fomenting on both sides the question of hatred. What is there, if anything, to do about this situation? And is there any way of preventing events like this from happening in the future? Benjamin, you first and then Peter.
Yes, I think that France today, which is watched by the whole Europe, has got two perspectives of reaction. The first one is the one of Hungary after the numerous killings of Roma people, meaning no reaction, and the country is going each day even more into totalitarianism. The second option, second perspective, the one we fight for, is the reaction of the Norwegian civil society. Altogether, civil society, politicians, associations, unions, altogether saying that we want more democracy, as Prime Minister from Norway said so. What we have to do now is all together in France, the whole entire society, with associations, with unions, with the main politicians, to say that we want to stick to the democratic values, we want no more stigmatization, no more hatred, and we don't want to believe in this phantasma of European civil war.
Does that mean ban the National Front, Benjamin, quickly?
No, that means that altogether going to the great protestation that we are organizing with a lot of associations, citizens from all over the country this Sunday, and to fight on the ideas and National Front.
Peter Newman, your response.
Yes. First of all, in this precise moment, I think it's very important for people to keep a sense of perspective and to keep in mind, even though this was a terrible act of terrorism, that this is one individual and it is not Muslim French people as a whole. And I think it is very important. British people have learned that the hard way, in a very painful way over the past 7 years in many ways, that they need to distinguish between the majority of British Muslims, or in the case of France, French Muslims, who are perfectly good citizens and who are happy to integrate into society, and a minority of extremists. That's the first step. And the second step is, of course, the long-term project, which is to remove discriminations, to give people a genuine sense of belonging, to construct a national myth and a national sense of home for people who look different, who may have different religions, etc., etc. But also simultaneously to be very tough on people who want to use violence. There can be no room for people who want to blow things up or kill people.
And indeed, the French have taken action here. We should note that Mohamed Merah, a French national of Algerian descent, if he is in fact either in custody or has succumbed to the police activity there, is a very, very special case. Reports are he was in Afghanistan, affiliated explicitly with the Taliban. There are even reports he was part of a huge prison break that took place in Kandahar. So very hard to generalize Mohamed Merah's activity and behavior and background to the wide population of Muslims throughout Europe and the UK. Peter Newman, director of the International Center for the Study of Radicalization, and Benjamin Abtan, president of the European Grassroots Anti-Racist Movement from Paris and London, respectively. Thanks so much.
Thank you.